Well, a report came out last week from the Pew Research Center with findings you might well be aware of or not. The middle class here in America is shrinking in major cities across the U.S. However, the problem may not be as bad as we think it is here in Sacramento.
Yeah, joining us now to talk about this, the latest in small business trends, is the Sacramento Metro Chamber CEO, Peter Tatishi. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Always glad to be here.
On this early Monday morning. So let's talk about it, because we've had, you know, we were just talking about the B Street Theater last week, and its huge renovation, and they've been working, Buck Busfield has been working really hard to get this underway, and now it really is happening, and that is such a boon to the Sacramento, the downtown Sacramento area.
Right. And you're seeing a lot of that kind of momentum coming to life, especially things like B Street Theater. And that's not just the fact that B Street will have more opportunities for job creation, but that's also those who are actually going to build the actual theater are going to have opportunities. And what you saw in the Pew research is that, our region over the 14 years stayed fairly static. We were at, I think, a minus 0.7%, change, if you will, over the 14-year period, which is, it's not a good thing that we have any negatives, but it showed that we're fairly static. And part of the reason we actually anticipate that we stay fairly static is because, good or bad, we're so heavily reliant on government jobs, which are middle-class jobs, and those, over the 14 years, though, there were some slides, were not significantly impacted. But we do need to be cautious, because if there are major changes to state government, we will see that number change dramatically in the future.
Mm-hmm. Healthcare has been pretty strong here. Construction, not so much, didn't fully recover from the recession. And I'm wondering, a lot of people I talked to that were in the construction business decided, hey, we're going to go out, there was no work out there, and start our own business. Is that adding to the sector? Is that making a significant impact? Or is it just sort of a trickle of people that decided to do their own startups?
So remember, a lot just were a trickle to start, where they moved over into a different industry like the state. And so, you know, construction saw almost a 33% loss after the recession of employment, which was a huge, one of the largest industries to be hit. With that number, though, we haven't seen that rebound or recovered the way we need to. And in truth, a lot of people just left the industry altogether, which is why there's a shortage in workers right now as we start our recovery. You know, even different companies, some manufacturers are telling us that they need welders and they need carpenters. They need people to actually engage in this.
So if I was a small business owner and I was really just starting up, and I wanted to succeed here in the Sacramento area, what's the positive words that you need to, impart to them?
Well, first and foremost, I would tell you the time is right. I mean, Sacramento is moving forward. There are opportunities here, and we support our local businesses here. And one of the ways in which we support them is through our Small Business Development Center at the Sacramento Metro Chamber. It's a free program for anyone who has an idea or who has a small business that needs to get access to capital or is looking to grow. We have those services available to support you and to help you develop and grow your entrepreneurial spirit.
Peter, we appreciate you coming in as
Absolutely.
Always. Sacramento Metro Chamber CEO Peter Tatishi with us here on KFBK.
And the time now 6:46.